Welcome to the New School of Marketing podcast, the place for smart, simple strategies that will amplify your business results. Sharing practical tips, insider knowledge, and actionable advice, because marketing is something that every business owner can do. Now, let's get started. Introducing your host, Bianca McKenzie, mum, lover of snow sports, camping, horse riding, and in-demand launch strategist and Facebook advertising knowledge bank.
Hey, welcome back to the New School of Marketing podcast. I am so grateful to you for tuning in. And before we dive in, again, I would love to pay my respect and acknowledgement to the Palawa people of Lutruwita, who are the traditional owners of the land on which my business operates. I pay my respect to their elders, past, present, and emerging. Welcome, welcome. Okay, it is the second episode of the year, I know. Where has the time gone already? I'm sure that we'll soon be going, oh my God, it's December. Where did the year go? Time really does go fast. Although, if you have a little baby or like me, a toddler, sometimes it feels like it goes really slow. What is that they say? The days are long, but the years are short. It really does feel like that. My little boy's like almost two. I can't believe it. I can't believe he's almost two. He's so much fun to hang out with, really. He's cheeky, so cheeky. Anyway, I want to talk about online courses. Online courses have been around for quite some time, but I feel like they've even become more important or more prevalent in the last few years. Maybe it's because I'm surrounded by online course creators, but I don't know. It feels like there are so many more courses these days, which is a good thing. Like, there are so many benefits to having an online course, both from, you know, people learning, like the student's perspective, because it's nice not to have to go out and things like that. But also from a business perspective, having an online course as part of your business offerings, like, yeah, it has a lot of benefits. But, and I do want to say this, don't think it's all sunshine and rainbows. Creating an online course can be tricky, like it's a lot of work. And after you've created it, you need to market it and sell it. Or sometimes you can market and sell it before you create it, you know, that's another option. But it is where I see a lot of people fall short. They build it and then they think people will come. Or they create an outline and they sort of haphazardly try to sell it and then nobody sells it, so it never sees the light of day. And it's really sad. But I do want to just open your eyes to say that it is not that easy. And in fact, I would like to say that it's actually quite hard. Like, selling online courses, I'm not saying it has to be hard, but it is not as easy as a lot of people make it seem. A lot of people work on these courses and on the behind the scenes for years and years. And that's a lot of time you don't see that. Anyway, I have created a list of 8 things that you must do right away to have a successful online course launch in the future. I know you might be working on your course right now, but really you need to start marketing it in a way. So, number one is you need to be visible. So, one of the very first things to do before launching anything is to be visible and build a brand. And you really should be doing this before you build an online course. And a lot of people who build an online course and then try to sell it are kind of like launching it to crickets because nobody knows them. Like, there is no brand, there is no like solid foundation built, so to speak. So when they've created it, like the course, and they're trying to sell it, they post a few Facebook posts and they kind of wonder why nobody buys it, which leads me to the next point of building an audience. So without an audience to sell to, I don't think you should be creating an online course unless you really just want the fulfillment of creating an online course, but don't expect to sell it. So first, you need to build an audience so that you get to know your audience and you're actually getting to know what the problem is that they're facing so that you can then build a solution for that problem, e.g. your online course. So having an audience is really important. Being visible to your audience is important so that they can get to know you, like you, and trust you. And then at some point, they can buy your course. But if you don't have an audience and you're not visible to that audience, then who's going to buy your course? You know what I mean? Launching it into like the World Wide Web or like Facebook or Instagram, but people don't really know you. So why would they buy from you? And that's the next point, build authority. So while you're building an audience and you're being visible, make sure that you focus on becoming an authority. Like focus on one key problem and be the number one solution to that problem. Don't focus on all of the things you can do. Focus on one so that you can become known for one thing. Like I'm known for Facebook and Instagram ads. Sure, I can do marketing strategy. I know about social media. I can teach basic, you know, Canva workshops, which I do in a local area. But that's a different story. You need to be known for one thing. Like I can do so many things. I can build funnels. I can set up, you know, like there's so many things I can do. But if I told you that, you know, I build website, I teach like beginner Canva workshops, I can do marketing strategy, I can do Facebook advertising. What would you know me for? It's just like you need to be known for one thing. So build authority and become the person known for doing what you do best in your industry. Like surely you can do more than that thing, but I want you to become known for one thing. Another one is to grow your list. So for the past 10 years, I've been behind the scenes of multiple six and seven figure launches. And the one thing that they have in common is that each of these successful launches can be linked back to my clients' dedication to list building. And numbers don't lie. If you're not familiar, I'm going to tell you right now, but it is quite widely known that only 1 to 3% of your audience will convert to a sale, which means that you need to build your audience and focus on getting them into your community, aka your list, so that you can build closer relationships. If you think you can beat the statistics of 1% to 3%, I would love to see you try, but it is really, really tricky. I've been doing this for 10 years. I read a lot of launch reports and launch wrap-ups from really big players in the industry, and time again, it is 1% to 3%. Of their audience, of their list that converts. It is possible to get higher rates. Like my clients regularly get, you know, 6 to 7%, but they have been working pretty, I wouldn't say pretty hard, but they are dedicated to really being known as an expert. They are dedicated to serving. They will give everything to build an audience and then to nurture that audience. And sometimes, yes, they get higher conversion rate, but only when they excel at building relationships and building communities. So become known for one thing, show up, build your list, nurture them, because it will serve you in all of your launches to come. So I'm all about Facebook advertising, and Facebook advertising can help you speed up your list building process, which is great, but nothing beats building like that community and really having relationships. Like getting people on your list quicker with Facebook ads, that's one thing, but you're the one who has to nurture them, build that relationship. The next point is serve, not sell. So another thing I've noticed over the years is that my clients' focus is always on serving and not on selling. Don't get me wrong, of course they want to sell. I know that they do, but their most important value is to serve. And those with successful launches give so much to their audience. They build really close-knit communities where they continuously provide value. And by the time their launch rolls around, Their audience has already made up their mind because they feel connected, they feel inspired, they feel supported. So focus on serving and not just on selling. Sure, you need to sell, obviously, but you need to not forget that you're there to look after these people, that you are there to serve and not just sell. The next point is that you need to write stellar copy. Words matter. They really, really do. I might be a Facebook advertising strategist and attribute a lot of my clients' sales to Facebook ads, but I also know very well that words sell. So make sure that you know your audience, that you know the words they use so that you can speak directly to them. Write email nurture sequences, sales emails that really hit the bullseye. So like I said, I love Facebook ads. They are an amazing way to generate leads, but your sales email sequence and your sales page need to do the heavy lifting. They are, in a way, your salesperson, so to speak. So your copywriting is extremely important. I actually reckon it's one of the most important pieces to a successful launch. And I'm not a copywriter, but I have done copy classes and I can link some of the copy classes that I've done because I definitely recommend them. But yeah, like Facebook ads is great for your top of funnel, for your retargeting, for like, you know, your reminders and things like that. But your real selling often comes from your sales pages, your nurture emails, your launch events like a webinar or a masterclass or a challenge or something like that. Facebook ads is just like the top of the iceberg, really. Everything else under that is what needs to do the heavy lifting. Another one is testimonials and case studies. So before you launch, reach out to all of your customers for your success stories or your testimonials. I know that is not specific to that course, but having some sort of social proof is really, really powerful. And you'd be surprised how many people make decisions based on other people's stories. So your past clients and your students are kind of like a little bit part of your sales team. So collect stories from clients and students. Really focus on outcomes in a way and how they found working with you, just to build up that trust. And if you can collate a number of case studies and testimonials that like feature small wins, your sales page will be a lot more complete. So obviously, if you have none of that, it's a bit tricky. You might want to do some one-on-one work first to then get some testimonials from that. Just any kind of testimonials of working with you would be an added bonus. The next essential step is to plan in advance. Creating and selling courses takes time. It really does. And even me, you know, after 10 years, I still, every time I do it, I forget. I'm working on a new funnel right now and it is rather frustrating at how many steps there are and how long it's taking because, you know, I want it right now. And I was like, oh, just whip one up. No, it doesn't work like that. It really does take time, especially when you're new to the game and you're still building an audience. I would say that at a minimum, you need to take a 90-day focus on building an audience, at least 90 days to build an audience and becoming a bit more of an authority. But ideally, you take much longer. I know it seems ages. And then at least you want to take at least another 90 days to launch your course, including list building, pre-launch, launching. I know, like you're already like 6 months in now. Seems like ages, right? But it really does take that long. I have been building my latest funnel. I think it's been about 3 months now. So yeah. And each part of like these launch steps, it has its own list of activities and tasks. So don't skip straight to selling your course because you're going to be really disappointed. And I don't want your course to be one that never saw daylight, and I'm sure you don't want either. And I don't want you to think that nobody wanted it because nobody bought it. Most of the time when you look at the numbers, it's just because not enough people knew about it and not enough people were convinced that you had the solution to their problem. And it doesn't mean that you don't have the solution to the problem. It's just that from their perspective, they are not in a way sold on it. So creating an online course is about so much more than putting together the content and teaching your students something. That's, in my opinion, that's the easy part. Like teaching something is the easy part. The challenging part is marketing your course. And really, it just can't be done overnight. It's just like some people make it look like that, but it doesn't happen like that. It is months and months of work. So start investing in building an audience now, because like I said, it will pay off by the time you actually are ready to launch your online course. If you are ready to start growing your audience and to attract more leads for your next launch, I would love to invite you to join me for my upcoming masterclass, where I will teach you how to sell more of your online courses with Meta ads, so Facebook and Instagram ads. And I'll be sharing my 4 ad stack method to attract leads and to amplify your online course sales. So this training is really great for you if you want to sell more of your online courses, or, you know, if you want to sell your online courses or memberships, but you're not attracting new leads, or maybe you're struggling to get in front of your ideal clients and attract more of your ideal clients to buy your course, and you're absolutely ready to serve more people and to turn your leads into sales over and over. I would like to invite you to join me live, because this will be a live masterclass on the 1st of February at 11 a.m. AEDT, which is Melbourne time, or, you know, Tassie time, where I am. I'm going to walk you through which 4 type of campaigns to run to increase your visibility, to build your authority, to attract leads, and to really get those hell yes buyers. I'll also share which ads to run during each phase of your launch to really effortlessly fill your launch events and sell your course. Plus, I will share how to get an instant return on your ad spend by making a simple change to your funnel, just so that your ads budget stretches further. So if you want to join me on this live masterclass on the 1st of February, join me by registering at biancamckenzie.com/masterclass. And I'll also add the link for this class to the show notes. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of the New School of Marketing podcast. I hope it was helpful, and I can't wait to share more marketing tips with you next week. If you're ready to take your business to the next level with Facebook and Instagram advertising, firstly, join my free masterclass. It is on the 1st of February. Also, make sure you visit newschoolofmarketing.com to download practical free resources, plus subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode. I can't wait to go on this journey with you. Until next time, take care and market your business every day.